email was full this morning of offers, cyber offers. You see any in your
email? Oh, yeah, get a lot of them,
all over the place this morning. Big day for cyber shopping. So, info to go. This is Bill Wills. We thought we'd bring in the Geek, Agent Meister at the Geek Squad, for a few tips for Cyber Monday. Morning, Agent Meister.
How you doing, Bill?
Good, pal. Thank you very much. Okay, big day for shopping online, but we want to be secure online. There's holiday spam out there as well, so give me a few tips here as far as what I should be doing or maybe should not be doing online today.
Sure. One of the big things to keep your online shopping safe, the first thing you want to do is what you should do always, which is make sure your antivirus software is up to date and set to run its scheduled scans. You want to be going through and making sure that your computer is safe against malware, viruses, that sort of thing. Since you're going to be doing a lot of shopping online, one of the other things you want to do is make sure that your web browser, like Internet Explorer, has all the necessary updates for Adobe Flash and Java, two of the technologies many of these websites use. And pretty much in terms of just the way that you, your behaviors, you want to make sure that you're avoiding holiday spam, all that, those extra emails that you're getting, making sure that you're not clicking on any links that you're not sure of. And then just kind of going through and just taking a look at your computer. If you're not sure about your antivirus program, if you actually go to geeksquad.com and click on the do-it-yourself link, we do actually have a free online scanner that will actually go through and allow you to actually check your computer. You can even also go there and check the speed of your broadband connection to make sure you're getting that fastest experience possible.
I've heard from some people that they do little things even like retyping email addresses or retyping in the site they're shopping on. Anything to that as far as safety?
Well, what that actually comes down to is a way to kind of prevent phishing attacks. And what they mean by that is somebody basically sending you a link in email that looks like a regular website, but it may have a misspelled word, or they use certain tricks in there to actually send you somewhere else. It's just like somebody called you up on the phone and said, "Hey, I'm your bank. Give me your credit card information," and you saying, "No, let me hang the phone up and actually call the bank's number that I know." The same thing is true for links and emails. Sometimes if you see something, you may want to not necessarily click on the link, but actually go directly to the website in your web browser.
All right. You mentioned credit cards. Credit cards, passwords. This happened to me in the last week or two, shopping a site that I have shopped before. You know, a couple of clicks, my account is set up. Sure enough, they got my MasterCard number. Everything's on there. That's not a good idea, right?
Well, most websites will actually, when you actually go through and you sign up or you actually make a purchase, a lot of times they'll actually have a little link in there, either when you're actually checking out or if you go back in under your account, where it'll have remember my credit card information or my banking information. It's generally a good idea to go ahead and uncheck that or clear that information out, just because that way, regardless of what happens to your computer, you want to make sure that if something ever happens to that website, your credit card information isn't stored there and waiting for somebody to break into their site.
All right. How about newsletters? Do you sign up for all the newsletters? I mean, I was mentioning this with Tom Moore this morning. My email, I'm full. It's full of stuff that's coming in here this morning.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of those things that you tend to get a lot of newsletters, especially when you sign up for a site to do any kind of online shopping. It's generally not a bad idea to just kind of go back to that website. A lot of them will actually have a My Account link on there that you can actually go through and change all those settings, like the credit card information. They'll usually have where they have you put in your email address, the ability to actually to uncheck or to unsubscribe yourself from those newsletters.
All right, cyber shopping tips, Agent Meister at the Geek Squad. We thank you as always. Good info.
Thank you.